Friends, I welcome you to the chapter number 2 of our subject Inventory Optimization. And the name of the chapter is Fundamentals of Inventory. In the first chapter, we have seen the importance of the subject. How important is to optimize the inventory? How important the role of inventory control is in the efficiency of the supply chain management? And now we will see what is this inventory, what are the pressures on us to maintain high inventory from various departments, from marketing department, from production department, from all over. Always there are pressures on the company to maintain high inventory. And so what is the role of inventory control? What is the role of inventory optimization in the profitability of the company, in the overall performance of the company? That we are going to see in this chapter. Preliminary corporate objective of a company. What is the preliminary corporate objective of the company? Then various people will give various answers. But one thing I will tell you, why I am running the company? Why am I running the company? I am running the company to earn profits. I am not doing a social service. Very clear. I am running my company to earn profits, to earn money for the shareholders, for business partners, in order to give them maximum dividends. Over. So, the business invests the funds in fixed assets like machines, like equipments, like facilities, and like current assets. Fixed assets, current assets. What are the current assets? Inventories. I have to bring materials, convert them into the finished goods. So, for that, I have to invest my capital into current assets like inventories. The profits it can make doesn't depend upon anything other than the margin it earns on the inventory. It turns around. That means how many times the inventory is turned around. It depends on that. It actually depends on how much production it makes, how much sale it makes, how much money it earns every second because of the sale of the product. It depends, the company's profitability depends on all this. The profits it can make depends on the margin it earns on the inventory it turns around to manufacture and sell the finished products. The main task of the head of the materials department is to decide how much inventory to hold in each category, like raw materials. How much inventory I should hold in raw materials? How much inventory I should hold in work in progress? How much inventory I should keep in the finished goods? It is cost to the company. Finished goods at various locations. Finished goods at Mumbai sales house. Finished good at Kolkata sales house. Like that. How long I should keep the inventory? 1 month? 2 months? 6 months? How long should I hold the inventory? The function head is often required to hold larger inventories. There are pressures to hold larger inventories. Due to the so many pressures are there. So many pressures exist to hold larger inventories. And larger inventory means larger capital blocked. But there are pressures, what to do? We have to see how to overcome these pressures. But pressures are there. Initially in the chapter number 2, I am going to tell you that there are pressures to hold larger inventories. We have to control so much that the such pressures are absorbed. We cannot hold large inventories just because these pressures are there. But pressures are there. We should recognize that pressures are there and then find out the ways and means how we should actually, in spite of these pressures, reduce and optimize the inventory. So first of all, let us understand, inventory is the stock of material maintained to satisfy customer demand. Customer is there. Very, very important. Customer is very, very important. He's God to us. I have to satisfy customer demand 100% in right time, right quality, okay, to support production of goods and services. Also, I need inventory. Otherwise, there will be larger machine idle time, there will be huge man idle time, and ultimately, the production target will not come. So, I have to hold the inventory. What is hold? What is the inventory? Consider that this is the barrel. In this, water is there. So, input flow of materials, inventory level, that is what is the stock of water in this, output flow of materials is like this, scrap flow is there. So, in a company, input flow of materials will be there, output flow of materials will be there, material will go out, scrap flow. So, what remains? Input minus output minus scrap flow will be the inventory level. So, this barrel, how much full is the barrel? 80%, 70%, 50% depends on input flow of materials, output flow of materials, and scrap flow. This inventory level is blocking my funds, as I told you. Outward flow of water represents demand for the materials. In that barrel, output flow, I have shown. What is that? That is the demand of materials from the inventory, customer demand. Another outward flow is scrap, obviously. That also I have shown in that diagram. The difference between inflow rate and outflow rate determines the level of inventory. Inventories rise when more material flows into the tank than flows out. Remember, company's performance depends on how much flow is out, how much sale is done every second, how much sale is done every hour, how much sale is done every day, and how much fund flow is there every day. So, inventories rise when more material flows in, less material goes out. And definitely it will cut into your profitability. The profit is primarily decided by how much material outflow is there in the form of product. How much material outflow is there? It doesn't depend on anything else. How much material outflow is there in the form of products? Not inventory level, but inventory turnover. Not inventory level, but inventory turnover. That means how fast that inventory is converted into the finished products. And that is important for the company. So what we have to do is, this inventory level we have to optimize. This inventory level we have to optimize by keeping the input flow of materials minimal, increasing the output flow of materials. Okay, we have to keep our inventory low level, optimized level. So, I told you earlier that there are business pressures. Everybody wants to keep high inventories because their own goals have to be fulfilled. Inventories enable smooth processes in the business unit, very clear. Provide a high degree of flexibility for the production people that is needed to react to the exceptional situations like breakdowns, earthquakes, tsunami, so many things are there. Production stoppages are there due to strikes, so many things, unforeseen things will be there. So, degree of flexibility that is needed to react to the exceptional situations, because in spite of all the problems, we have to supply the goods to the customers in time. So, we prefer to maintain high inventories. A stock out means losing the customer confidence. If we give a ring to the customer and say, sir, we had this problem, so we are not able to supply the materials to you in time, we lose the customer. So we prefer holding inventory. FG stocks make products presentable. Their presence is seen in various locations. So we have to keep large inventories of the finished goods products. For example, if I go to Big Bazaar and I want to buy a particular brand and it is not present there, I feel that the company is closed down. So the presence of the product has to be seen everywhere. So high inventories again. No customer likes to wait. If I say, sir, please wait for another 1 month because our machine was broken down and so we were not able to produce. Customer says, sorry, I don't want to wait. Whenever we run out of raw material, whenever we run out of components, we incur cost of lost production. That means if we don't have enough stocks of components, stock of raw materials, we lose production on one hand and we lose the confidence of the customers on another hand. And so we don't want to take any risks and we want to hold the inventories. So this is definitely a very logical, obvious reason for holding larger inventories. I don't want to lose the customer confidence. I don't want to lose production. So I want inventories. Simple. So this pressure is there. We must recognize this pressure, and this pressure will be there. Okay? Then, ordering costs. For example, if I want to keep low inventories, I have to order low quantity, I have to order. So ordering, so many orders will increase. And more the orders, more will be the ordering cost. For example, ordering cost is 120 rupees per order. More orders means more cost. Simple. Ordering cost per year increase with the number of orders placed. In order to keep the low inventory, I have to give more orders, which will increase my ordering cost. Cost of ordering from plant is machine setup, startup scrap generated from getting a production startup, bigger order size results in larger inventory, but also decrease the number of orders released and thereby ordering costs. So I want to reduce the ordering cost, because if I put more and more orders, ordering cost will be increased. So there will be a pressure. So the order quantity has to be more. It will result into more inventory. This pressure is there to reduce the number of orders. To reduce the number of orders and to reduce the cost. Ordering cost, how they calculate? Salaries, traveling, bills of payment, inward inspection, and number of orders during this, the cost per order will be 120 rupees. So more orders, more cost. So I don't want to increase the cost. So I give less orders of more quantities Result is high inventory. Then setup cost. I want to reduce setup cost. So if I give more orders, more setup cost will be there. The cost is common in the industry where production takes place in batches. So I give the orders of big batches to reduce the setup cost. What is the result? High inventory. That means every action what we are doing resulting into high inventory. Then, as I told you, I was in production. I want to utilize my labor 100%. I want to utilize my equipment 100%. I don't want any man idle time. I don't want any machine idle time. So I keep high inventories near every machine. I keep high inventories or high buffers near my constraint machines, near my bottleneck machines. Result, high inventory. That means I have been telling you, whatever I want to do, it results into high inventory. If I don't want to do that, then there will be higher costs. Some higher problems will be there. Machine idle time will be there, man idle time will be there. So keep inventories. If I don't have inventory, customer gets upset. If I don't have inventory, production gets affected. Then transportation and handling cost. I have to reduce the transportation and handling cost. Many times outward flight charges can be, freight charges can be reduced by increasing inventory levels. So increase the inventory levels. So I want to reduce the freight charges. Having adequate inventory allows the business units to arrange full container. Full container reduces my cost. So arrange full container. But full container means higher inventory. So everything what I want to do in the business results in high inventory. What to do? If I order in large quantities, I get quantity discounts. So I am very much in favor of getting quantity discounts. So I order big quantities. Result, high inventory. It is quite common for suppliers to announce extra quantity discounts. Material managers often wish to protect themselves against anticipated price increase. For example, suddenly the price may increase. That is what we feel. So we order large quantities and keep it with us. Result, high inventory. Hedging against raw material price fluctuations. For example, Goldsmith. He knows that in next 15 days, the price of gold is going to increase. So he keeps more quantity with him as a hedging. Result, high inventory. Inventory serves naturally as a buffer, as I told already, between supply and demand. So we have to keep high inventory. We have to keep means, I am not trying to tell you to keep more inventory, but these business pressures are there to keep high inventory. Initially, while studying this subject, we must recognize that such pressures will be there. And we how to fight with these pressures. Ultimately, to reduce the inventory is the subject. And so understand this subject. In this chapter, I am not trying to tell you that we must keep high inventory. In this chapter, I want to tell you that so many business pressures are there which compel us to maintain high inventories. And we have to somehow see that such pressures are faced, you know, up front, and we have to reduce the inventory in spite of these pressures. That is what I wanted to tell you. customer demand, finished products and components availability, requirements for an operation and output, parts and materials to begin production and supplies of material, for all these, inventory definitely serves as a buffer. Inventory definitely serves as a cushion. It increases the comfort. So we always want to have more inventory. Naturally. But one thing everybody forgets, that the capital blocked in this inventory actually reduces the business performance. So how to come out of this mess is the subject. Inventory classification. The inventory is held by the business unit, can be classified according to the function they perform. There is something called as anticipation inventory, fluctuation inventory, that is safety stock, lot size inventory, transportation inventory. I am going to explain what is this. Anticipation inventory means they are built in anticipation of future demand. For example, they are created ahead of a peak selling season like Diwali, like Christmas, like promotion program is there, where due to the promotion program, you are going to suddenly have more sale. Then vacation shutdown. You want to shut down your company for some big maintenance, so you have to keep the inventories, more inventory, so that your production runs in spite of that breakdown. Then probable threat of strike, that means you know that there may be a strike in coming days, so you increase the inventory. Okay, so keeping more inventory is a pressure because of some forthcoming problems or forthcoming festivals. That is called anticipation inventory. Look, in this chapter, again I am making it clear, I am not going to tell you, or I am not trying to tell you, that we should keep large inventories. No. I want to impress upon one fact, that there are business pressures to keep more inventories. Various pressures are there. Very difficult to face these pressures. Very, very difficult to face these pressures. One of them is this anticipation inventory. Diwali is coming, so you have to increase the inventory because there is likely to be more sale. Christmas is coming, promotion program is coming, vacation shutdown is coming, probable threat of strike is coming. So we have to keep more and more inventory. These are business pressures. Our subject is not these business pressures. Our subject is not to keep higher inventory. Please note this. Our subject is optimize the inventory in spite of these pressures. Please note this. But first, recognize what are the pressures. Next is fluctuation inventory. What is fluctuating? They are held to cover random, unpredictable fluctuations in supply, demand, lead time. Sometimes the supplier has some problems. There are unforeseen, unpredictable fluctuations in supply, demand and lead time. If demand or lead time is greater than the forecast, a stock out will occur. Sometimes the forecast is different, demand is different. If demand is greater than the forecast, it is a mess, it is a problem, stockout will occur. So we have to take care of these also. Safety stock is therefore carried to protect against this stockout. Safety stock, buffer. Longer the lead time, larger will be the safety stock naturally. So like anticipation inventory, you have to keep fluctuation inventories also. Otherwise, there will be stock out. Then lot size inventories, cycle inventory. They are held to take advantage of quantity discounts. I told you that if you order more quantity, they will give you 5% more discount. To reduce the shipping, clerical and setup costs, full load container, we have to hold cycle inventory. In case it is impossible to make purchases, attempts at the same rate at which they will be sold, then we have to hold larger inventories. So what is average cycle inventory is beginning cycle inventory divided by 2. Business pressures, then transportation inventories from the manufacturing to the end customer. Transportation is there. These inventories exist because of the time needed to move goods from one location to another in the supply chain. It can be from a supplier to the manufacturer. It can be from a manufacturer to the distributor. It can be from distributor to the retailer, like that. So transportation, there will be inventory in the transportation. What is the average inventory in transit? Is transit time in days into annual demand of that material divided by 365. What is 365? The number of days in the year. So transit time in days into annual demand divided by 365. That is the average inventory. Transportation inventories. For example, I am giving you an example here. Sundaram Bolts is one company. They find that delivery of their main raw material from their major supplier takes 15 days. It takes 15 days for the raw material to come from their major supplier. It consumes 15,000 tons of this raw material every year. 15,000 tons. And it takes 15 days to manufacture, to transport the material. So what will be the size of their transportation inventory? As I told already, 15 days into 15,000 tons per year divided by 365. So they will be holding average inventory of 616 tons. Friends, I told you what kind of pressures are there on the company. For example, on this Sundaram Bolts, they have to have average inventory of 616 tons. They cannot reduce it. Look, business pressure. In this chapter, I have tried to tell you, I don't want to tell you that you have to hold large inventories, because that is not the subject. Our subject is to optimize the inventory. But in this chapter, I have tried to tell you that we want to optimize the inventory, no doubt. But what kind of different pressures act upon us? For example, this transportation inventory, I am not able to reduce. So what kind of pressures are acting on us? And we have to face these pressures and reduce the inventory, manage the inventory, optimize the inventory in spite of these pressures. And that was the chapter number 2. Please understand properly. Otherwise, you may have misunderstanding that, okay, so many pressures are there, so okay, hold larger inventories. No. The subject is, or the chapter is saying that in spite of these various business pressures, we must optimize our inventory. Thank you.